With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Senate Majority Leader John Thune supports the Trump administration's decision to confront the threat posed by the Iranian government.
We've got a lot of interest to defend in that region of the world, and it has implications not just for that region of the world, but for the entire world. And so I think the president and his team are right to take it seriously and to ensure that America's national security interests are protected there.
Senator Tom Cotton says Democrats don't seem to have an appetite for even common sense compromises on immigration.
There are some sensible and very popular immigration compromises. Those have to be paired, though, with heightened enforcement measures. And it just doesn't seem that's like where the Democratic senators are right now.
Congress has just a few days to prevent another shutdown, this one exclusively affecting the Department of Homeland Security. At issue is federal immigration enforcement and demands from Democrats in Congress, which many see as unreasonable. Salem News this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the challenge is very real.
We've got to navigate through all of that this week. I think we can. You know me, I'm an optimist. But if we miss that deadline, it could be detrimental because the Homeland Security bill covers not just ICE, but it's TSA right. agents in the airports, it's right. the Coast Guard, it's all these, you know, FEMA, all the other things. So we got to get it done.
The Milan Cortina Winter Games have officially been declared open. Spectator Grant Ensign says he's looking forward to a break from everyday life.
I do have to believe that the Olympics is free of politics and enjoy this moment for what it is, which is a celebration of athletes that have made it to this point, a celebration of Milan as a host. And
U.S. Olympians walked into the stadium yesterday wearing their Ralph Lauren ensembles. J.D. Vance and his wife were there watching on. This is SRN News. Disney is getting dark.
Walt couldn't have imagined it. Disney Plus is about to add hundreds of R-rated films to its library. Concerned Women for America reports the popular streaming platform, which had about 20 R-rated movies on tap up to now, is adding over 400 more, along with 400 TV shows rated mature. CWA points out that, quote, Disney assured parents in 2019 that they wouldn't allow content higher than a PG-13 on its streaming platform. Michael Harrington reporting.
Judaism's various streams are moving in more liberal direction, just as many Christian denominations are. Rabbis and rabbinical students in the U.S. are more likely to be homosexuals or women. Orthodox branches of Judaism are generally maintaining the traditional way of doing things, but reform conservative and non-denominational Jewish institutions. This is SRN News. There appears to be a new financial bright spot for foreign aid groups.
A division of the U.S. Agency for International Development, eliminated by the Trump administration cuts last year, was reborn Thursday as an independent nonprofit. Some of the leaders and staff who worked at the Development Innovation Ventures Division of USAID will continue their work through the new independent nonprofit DIV Fund. They've raised $48 million from two private funders. Congress recently allocated $50 billion for various foreign assistance funds. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Amazon sales surged 14% during the fourth quarter, helped by strong holiday spending and a better than expected growth in its prominent cloud computing unit. But shares fell more than 11% in after hours trading on Thursday, as investors appeared to be spooked by the Seattle-based tech company. More news at srnnews.com.